We'll turn now to a bit of analysis from Kansas City Star columnist and KCUR up-to-date host Steve Kraske. One of the things that we always run into when we're covering these elections is, what does this mean, particularly early in the evening? We want to know who's going to win a particular race or a set of races, and the returns start coming in. And how soon are we going to know? What should the listener listen for in order to know what the earlier returns mean?
Well, it's always tricky in Missouri, Steve, because typically the big cities come in late. And what happens as a result is that Republican candidates, more conservative candidates, tend to hold leads beginning early in the evening and really throughout the night until you get the St. Louis and Kansas City returns, which sort of balance things out a little bit between Democrats and Republicans. But if you want a cheat sheet here on who's winning, what's happening in Missouri, I'd recommend that voters watch Clay County very, very closely. Clay County, one of our best bellwether counties in Missouri these days, very much an even Steven County in terms of where it tends to go between Democrats and Republicans over the recent years particularly. So watch Clay County if you want to have a sense of Claire McCaskill and Todd Akin, where that race is, Governor Jay Nixon and Dave Spence. Keep your eye on Clay County. That'll give you a very, very early indicator of what's going on. The other thing you want to keep an eye on tonight, I think, is just how big of a lead does Mitt Romney build in Missouri. If he wins by 7-8 points, I think that would be a better sign for Democrats than if he wins by 10, 11, 12, even 13 points, at which point sort of his coattails effect, he'll pull a lot of down-ballot Republicans along with him if he wins by that much. So, again, keep an eye on how big of a lead Mitt Romney builds in Missouri. That'll be another key sign as to what's happening in our state.
One of the things that occurs to me, Steve, and you watch it closely from what you do, is I have seen a big acceleration and a big change in the Missouri campaigns, particularly as we got into the last week before election. There's new money pouring in from outside sources. What's the effect of that? Does that change things?
Well, here's an out-of-the-box sort of hypothesis here. My thinking anymore is that these late ads, these big late advertising buys, don't have the same impact as they used to have. I think in a lot of races that we're seeing in Missouri this year, particularly, Steve, that a lot of voters had already made up their minds heading into this last week. And you wonder really how many voters are swayed by these tough attacks in the final days. You take a race like Governor Jay Nixon against Republican Dave Spence. You know, again, I think people who have been paying any attention to these races and that race in particular had already made up their minds in that race. Likewise, a very sharp contrast in candidates like Claire McCaskill and Todd Akin for the U.S. Senate. If you didn't know where you were voting in that race prior to the last few days, then you probably weren't paying attention. You're probably not going to vote as a result. So I'm not sure we're going to see massive shifts because of these late ad buys here.
What is the percentage of undecided voters going into the election in Missouri? Do you know?
Well, I don't know if we know. I think 3-4% perhaps at this point, maybe even lower than that. And typically those folks, a lot of those folks don't vote. But you don't see as much as that in a presidential race. But what you do see are folks who walk into the ballot. They might vote for president. If they're not happy with the U.S. Senate candidates or the candidates for governor, they skip that line and move down the ballot. And they sort of pick and choose. You will see in this election a certain number of people voting for president. There will be a smaller number of people who vote for McCaskill and Akin in the next line, which is U.S. Senate. And that's because, as I said, a lot of folks aren't happy with either candidate in that race. They'll simply skip it altogether. And so you see folks sort of skip up and down the ballot. You'll see a lot of ticket splitting in Missouri this year, Steve. People voting Republican and then coming back and voting Democratic up and down the ballot. It's going to be very interesting to see how that plays out.